Four Questions to Ask When Listening for God's Voice by Kara Joyner. Read by Leah Martin. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. Jeremiah 29:12-13. One of the joys we experience in childhood, although we don't see it as a gift at the time, is that decisions are made for us. We love independence, but most of us can at least appreciate the idea of a person telling us which way to turn when the lines get blurry or when a world that once seemed very black and white takes on a surprising shade of gray. During the years I worked in student ministries, one of the most common questions I heard asked was, I wish I knew what God wanted me to do. How do I hear from Him? It's amazing to be reminded that, at the core, middle and high school students are wrestling with the same thoughts as their parents and grandparents. I'd like to suggest four questions we should consider when seeking the voice of God. Question 1. Am I willing to hear what God might say? Do you believe His voice will flow out of His great love for you, even if it's not the message you wanted to hear? If we aren't willing to receive what He says, we really can't proceed. If that scares you, remember instead that God loves us enough to sacrifice His Son, promise to never leave us, and remain gentle enough to wipe away our tears. Revelation 21:4. His will is good. Are you willing to hear more? Question 2. What does Scripture say? The Bible is God-breathed, so it's right here wherever we begin. We might not be able to flip to the concordance and search, how to know if I should stay in this dating relationship, or how to respond when my coworker says something cruel. However, if we develop a habit of abiding in the Word of God, we will know His heart. And when we know His heart, we will recognize His voice. In the quest for God's voice, let the first stop be Scripture. The more familiar we are with the heart of God, the more familiar we will be with His voice. Question 3. What do the people who love you say? During one particular coffee date I had with a student, we discussed an unhealthy dating relationship she was involved in. I asked her what her family, close friends, and spiritual mentors had to say. The people closest to her, who loved her and wanted the best for her, all warned that staying in the relationship was dangerous, and they advised her to end it. We had talked about the reasons behind their concerns for quite a while when she looked at me through teary eyes and said, I know what they want me to do. I just wish I knew what God wanted me to do. The people who love you, the people you trust and respect, what do they say? Have you asked them? Obviously, everyone should not be within your circle for wise counsel. Ask people who have made decisions that you respect and who love you enough to want what is best for you. Allow their voices to enter the conversation and examine how their input is compatible with Scripture and what you know to be true about the heart of God. The Lord frequently uses the voices of others to echo what He is speaking to our hearts. In question 4, what does the still, small voice say? You know that whisper, that sense of what God is calling us to? In his book, Hearing God, Dallas Willard refers to this as the still, small voice. For a deeper discussion about what it means to have a conversational relationship with God, as Willard describes it, jump into this thought-provoking piece of writing. I can't do justice to the understanding that Dallas Willard brings to the subject in his book, Hearing God. I will say this, though. It's hard to imagine hearing the still, small voice of God if we don't make listening a priority. Our lives produce a shocking amount of noise. Our days seem to fill themselves with appointments and activities before we even have a chance to say otherwise. Repeatedly in Scripture, Jesus left the noise. He got up earlier than everyone else, went away from the chaos, and was alone with his Father. He prayed, and they talked, a habit which Scripture tells us he did often. Are you positioning yourself to hear the still, small voice of a great God who wants so badly to talk with you? These are our beacons. If we're seeking direction, these questions may or may not lead us to a specific answer, but hopefully, they'll help us discern God's voice in the midst of so many others.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.